Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Aussie Bites One Night at Lottie's House, written by Max Dan and read by Stig Weems. When Arthur stays the night at Lottie's mysterious house, he makes sure he's prepared for anything. But the night turns out to be so scary that Arthur is forced to use his ghost-fighting kit, with unexpected results. The dedication reads, "To Fiona, a truly brave person." Chapter 1. Arthur looked under the bed. No sign of burglars or man-eating spiders there. Then he checked inside the wardrobe for vampires and warlocks. No, nothing there either. Arthur upturned a pair of armchairs looking for werewolves. He searched through drawers for goblins. He checked the mantelpiece for poisonous snakes. Then he stared up inside the fireplace for concealed zombies and examined the walls for hidden doors. He felt around for wet footprints on the carpet to find out if a 2,000-year-old amphibian had recently crossed the floor. He peered behind the old picture frames and he climbed up on a chair to feel around the highest bookshelves. Arthur checked every corner of the room. Ghosts and trolls can hide anywhere. Arthur consulted his book, Demons, Monsters and Ghosts, to make sure he had covered it all, then placed a ring of fresh garlic cloves around his bed. He slipped a silver whistle around his neck and put on his running shoes to wear to bed.